Zion Amid Beis. Yeah. So we started the sugya yesterday, the Seder Habrachas in Shmon Esrei, and we got up to the ninth bracha, which was Birchas Hashanim, and that bracha, the Gemara says, is Keneged Mafkiei Hasha'orim. And it appears in the ninth, if you take a look at the ninth chapter of Tehillim, you'll see that David HaMelech is going to pray Shvar Zroa Rasha, which is a tefillah against the Mafkiei Sha'orim. So now the question is, what comes after the bracha against the Mafkiei Sha'orim, which is Birchas Hashanim, and then comes Kibbutz Golios. And Kibbutz Golios, the Gemara says, which is what we call Tka B'Shofar Gadol Cheruseinu, that comes right after the bracha of Parnasa, of the Birchas Hashanim. And the reason for that is because of a pasuk. Let's read the pasuk here. He says, it says, V'atem Hari Yisrael. Let's see, where is this pasuk here? Is that Yeshayahu Navi? No, that's in Yechezkel. Okay, so let's make a note that this is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay. Anpechem titenu, pirichem tisu, li'ama Yisrael ki kervu lovo. So the Navi is saying that the branches will give fruits for Klal Yisrael, and they will gather together from the Golos. There'll be an ingathering of the exile. So Kibbutz Golios comes right after Birchas Hashanim, because in the process of Kibbutz Golios, the precursor, so to speak, the first stage before the Kibbutz Golios, is going to be the bounty of, shall we say, financial success of the land, which is foretold here by Yechezkel as Anpechem Titenu, etc. So once there'll be this plenty, this bounty, then the people come and they gather in from the Golios. It's like you could say, for example, about American Jews, maybe they're not coming because we didn't get to that point where we're so successful financially, but we're getting there. What did he say?
I said, we're getting there a little bit too fast.
Too fast. They said, Achisar in the Kalas Sishen. It's going too fast. Okay. So we're beyond the bracha of Kibbutz Golios. And now we're up to Hashiva Shofteinu. And why is that in the next in the sequence? He said, "Kevinchen is kaptu Golios, nas din birishonim." Wait 1 second. I'm a little confused. Din birishonim. Wait a second. What comes after Baruch Aleinu? It comes Hashiva Shoftein. Correct. And then Lamal Shina.
You just don't say it. It's every day.
Yeah, we only say three times a day.
Right.
But if I'm not mistaken, please check me out on this. Right after Kibbutz Golios of Tka B'Shofar Gadol comes the Broch of Hashiva Shofteinu.
That's correct.
That is correct. So it's a little bit strange here, because the Gemara says Kevinchen is Kabtu Golios Nase Din Bereshon. Now Din Bereshon is the next one, right? Lamal Shina Mal Sikva. So let's just see if we can sort this all out here. Shenemar, this is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'yashiva yadi alayich v'etzrof kabar sigayich. I guess this is the strong arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Rishayim. And then Uksiv, in the next part of the pasuk, it says V'yashiva shavtayich v'rishona. So after the Kibbutz Golios, one second, so where is Kibbutz Golios here? Sorry, I'm a little bit confused. We're trying to see that after Kibbutz Golios, right, there's going to be Ashiva Shoftaich Varishona. Okay, but so why does he emphasize here the Dinver? She came Mishkasu Nasa Dinver Shoyim. Shenemar Vashiva Yod Fine Uksiv Vashiva Shoftayach Kvarishona. I'm just going to read this translation here. Maybe you look in Rashi, see if he adds anything. It says that what Yeshayahu says Zal Osid Lavo Vizmana Geula Vekibutz Golios. And Vatam Shekovu Birchas Lamalshinim Achar Ashiva Shoftein Kevin Shinasa Din Min Rishoyim Al Yudea Shoftim Vadayonim. Okay, Kevin Shinskapsu Golis not. Oh, I see. Nasa Din Min Rishoyim, I think. What I'm sending now is very tenuous here. Nasa Din Min Rishoyim means that God will set up a system of judges, a justice system, which is called Ashiva Shoftayach Kvarishona, and within the framework of the justice system, they will mete out punishment to the sinners. And hence, after Ashiva Shoftayach Kvarishona, comes Lamal Shinim Al Si Sikva. So let's see, maybe I could borrow this just for a second, I'll give it right back, just to see. Once the exiles have been assembled, judgment will be visited on the wicked, as it says, and I will turn my hand upon you and purge away your dross, as with lye.
It's
okay. Right. Let's see if he gives us any insight here. Here he says the verse teaches that God will smite the wicked until they are no more. So I guess he's saying here, this is a little bit wild, that Hashiva Shoftayach V'Rishona is also that divine punishment. Because it says, Yemalocha Alinu Atala Vadcha V'Chesed V'Rachem. In other words, it's possible that this bracha of Hashiva Shoftayach has two themes to it. It's a double header, so to speak. It has both that God will mete out punishment to the wicked, and then that we will also be judges. He says that as soon as the exiles are assembled, that's what we call Kibbutz Golios, even before they've settled down in Yerushalayim, the wicked will be judged and justice will be restored. So I think when he says wicked will be judged, that's by God, and justice will be restored, meaning our judicial system. Right, because the pasuk Ashiva Shoftayach Kvarishona means that God will restore our judges, the judges of Israel. That we'll have a system of justice, of judges, of courts. Now he tells you here that Rashi adds another pasuk here, Tzion v'mishpati pade v'shaver b'tzdaka. I guess Vashiva Shoftayach Varishona is already Tzadkenu V'Mishpat. That's Sion b'mishpat tipade shaver b'tzdaka, because it says in Melech oev tzdaka u'mishpat. Now Rashi says tzadkenu b'mishpat, so I guess tzdaka u'mishpat means tzadkenu b'mishpat. Oh, here's tzadkenu b'mishpat. U'moloch aleinu atah Hashem levadcha b'chesed rachamim v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. And that's a kind of a mishpat is part of the process of tzion b'mishpat tipode b'shaver b'tzdaka. It's a kind of a mishpat, and that's going to be hashiva shofteinu right after kibbutz golios. So what is the Gemara gain here by quoting the pasuk in Yeshayahu that teaches that God will smite the wicked? You understand my problem here? Because Gemara could have skipped that pasuk, right? Just go straight from Kevin Shinskabtu Golios, Nasa Din Bereshoin, Uksiv Vashiva Shoftaik Rishona. So where does the Nasa Din Bereshoin come in? Is that happening before we establish the judges? And that's meted out by the divine being.
Kivan Shiniskatsu Golios, Nasadin Rishon.
So, but what's this Nasadin Rishon? Is that referring to a divine punishment? Because he says Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayah, Shiva Yodi. Yodi is with a capital M, my hand. So we're talking about God. So Nasadin Rishon sounds like God is meting out justice. And then he says, we're trying to get a smichus parshis in between kibbutz Golias and Hashiva Shoftaik Varishona, which is Hashiva Shoftaik Varishona. And now in the middle, the Gemara injects here the whole discussion about Nasa Din Varishon. I'm a little bit confused about that point. Look
at Russia, I'm not sure what to clarify. It's the Russia Kivich and Scott Sukolius Nasadin Rishon.
No, Russia is just trying to point out that we're going to have a separate bracha for Boni Yerushalayim. So keep in mind that's in the chronological sequence of events that Yeshayahu is foretelling in his Nevuah. Yishuv Yerushalayim comes later on.
Later on.
Alkein v'ashiva shavtek v'rishoni yitzak v'atchila k'mo l'sha'ovar tzion v'mishpat. No, Rashi, as far as I can tell, Rashi doesn't address my headache here. I'm just trying to figure out the sequence of osed din v'rishoni. Where does that fit into the chronological order here when it says here kevin shiniskab tu golios nased din v'rishoni? I mean, the Nasa Din Rishayim L'chor reflects the next bracha here, which is Amal Shinim Al Sisikva. So why is the Gemara injecting that at this particular moment?
I have here, I don't want to just interrupt you, but
yeah.
You look at Kalu Haminim.
Right, so let me just read that Gemara. The Kevin Shanasa Din Min Rishayim Kolu haposhim, well, you have kolu aminim, whatever the girsa might be. Okay, the two girsos here. And kolel zaydim imayim, shenema v'shever poshim v'chatov yachtov. What's the end of the pasuk here? Just give me a second here. Just give me a second. V'shever poshim yachto v'chatoim yachto v'oz v'yashem yichlu. Oh, that's critical. V'oz v'yashem. You have to add those words in. V'oz v'yashem yichlu. Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
Rashi's comments, and they have it in the art scroll edition.
Okay, What is that referring? What's the dira maskil? Because I don't have
kolu hamini.
Oh, kolu hamini.
That's what the text says at least.
Right, kolu hamini. Instead of kolu potion.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We're telling this is a reference to Tamidu Yeshua.
Right, Minim are the Christians, the early Christians.
Right. Lachain Tzamchu lo Birchas Aminim. For that reason, you have Birchas Aminim right after. Right after Oshiva Shoto.
What was the Gemara saying before that, when it says that the Poskin Yechezkel tells us about how God is going to smite the wicked, and that the Gemara describes as the Pasuk Yeshaya, I mentioned Yechezkel, that Yechezkel was about the bountiness and the so forth. But rather, let's talk about Kevin Shiniskavsu on Golias, Nasa Din Bereshoim. Now that Din Bereshoim, is that before Hashiva Shoftayach or after Hashiva Shoftayach, it's all part of one process? I just don't get it. Why does the Gemara confuse me by introducing here Nasa Din Birshoim? Nasa Din Birshoim is going to come later. There's something totally out of order in the way the Gemara is presenting this. It should have said directly Hashiva Shoftayach Rishona to explain that after Kibbutz Golias, Hashem is going to restore our judges. Now, if at this point you want to ask, so why is Amal Shinim next in line after Hashiva Shoftayach? The answer is Nasa Din Mirashayim. But don't attach that to Kibbutz Golias, because if you're going to say that the Pasuk in Yeshayah, Hashiva Yodi Olayach, Letzrof, Kabor, Tzigoyah, is referring to Din Mirashayim before Vashiva Shoftayach Rishona, that God is meeting out punishment to the wicked and then He's restoring our judges, then the Baruch of Amal Shinim should have come first before Vashiva Shoftayach Rishona. That's what confuses me. I don't know. I'm missing a point here. Okay, Rabbi Osei, so again, I'm just presenting a question which I don't have an answer to. Why is the bracha of Hashiva Shoftayach conjoined or attached directly after Kibbutz Golios, when it would seem that the Nosein Din, that Nasa Din Bereshoim took place before Hashiva Shoftayach in the Seder HaPesukim? And therefore, it would seem that Lamal Shinim should have come before Hashiva Shoftayach. Hashiva Shoftayach. That's a question that I'm asking. Then he says, Kevin Shanasid.
The Gemara has the Kevon Shanitskapsu Golios, Nasadin Barshayim, right? That's the text that you have.
Correct.
If I look at Steinsaltz.
Yeah. He has a different text.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Kevin Shanitskapsu Golios. As Nasa Gam Din Bamini Shinema Vasis Shiva Yodi Alayach Vitzorah.
Okay, but you're just changing the date. You still come back to the same question that I ask. I mean, you're just changing whether it's Rishayim, whether it's Minim. But I'm just asking, there are two psukim which the Gemara quotes. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't have a Tanakh in front of me, but he tells you on the side. Here, you know, I have this thing called the Torah Or, that the Pasuk Hashiva Yadi Alayich, which means God will do din and smite the wicked, is in Yeshaya Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches. Ah. And Vashiva Shoftayach Rishona is Pasuk Chavav. Oh, so at least, wait a minute, I got one thing here. And that is that Vashiva Shoftayach comes before Vashiva Yodai Alayach. So that's good news. So now I have just a question on the way the Gemara presents it. Why did Gemara say Kevin Shiniskapsu Golios Nasa Din Bereshoim? The Gemara should have said Kevin Shiniskapsu Golios Hashem restored the judges to us, Hashiva Shoftayach Rishona. Because that's actually the first pasuk in the sequence. That's pasuk Chavav, correct? And then if you fast forward to Pasuk Chav Ches, then it says, Ashiva Yodi Olai. And then he says, Kevan Shenasu Din Min Harishayim. Again, I don't know what the word Min Harishayim is. Is that the way you say it? Min Harishayim. Is then... Oh, wait a minute. Now, one second. I see one footnote here. Let's see if this is at all relevant. Matzinu bibrocha zu shenase din bershoim because of kevan shehuzker ba hashavas shoftayim kreishona miyad nase din bershoim. So it seems that this marsha that he quotes in the footnote understood that the sequence is that there's Hashavas Shoftim, and after Hashavas Shoftim, it's Nasa Din Bershon. That's the point that's confusing when you read this Gemara.
That's just Hashavas Chazon for America.
So let's just see if he has here. Ah! Right, so it's the next two psukim here. Okay, fine. It's in this white space here. Now then he says, Kolu HaPoshim. Let's say those are the Minim. Okay. Now again, the word Minim could mean one of two things. It could either mean the early Christians, or it could mean, you know, the Sadducees and the Karoim and the Tzdukim, you know, all those people who denied Torah Shebaal Peh. They're also called Minim.
Right, so there are various versions of them.
Oh yeah, this is true. Yeah. But it does mention Minim, right? The Mashiach.
That depends on the Mashiach.
Oh,
the
this one doesn't have Minim, actually.
Depends on the text you're looking at.
Yeah, this one doesn't have Minim. Yeah, but other Siddurim have Minim in them.
This is the Sephardim saying, well,
yeah, the Sephardim probably say Minim. They should say Minim.
I think they do.
Yes,
it makes sense.
They do, right? They do.
Yeah, because the Gemara itself says Minim. Yeah. If you have that text, I mean, we have Nasa Din Vershoim, and then it says Kolu HaPoshim, and let's assume that Poshim are the Minim. I don't know, Rashi says, Kol HaPoshim, She'enam Aminim Vidas Moshe. Oh, so these are the Tzdukim, Shehoysa Min HaShamayim, or Shehi Min HaShamayim. L'kach Somchu La Birchas HaPoshim, She'enamar Ozvi Hashem, Elu HaPoshim. Okay? So we're talking about, according to Rashi, those who deny Torah Shebaal Peh.
So I'll say to the Shabbos, so no.
Well, they deny Moshe, that Torah is Minas Shamayim. So I'm not exactly sure who these Poshim are. Are these Poshim the early Christians, or are these Poshim the Tzdukim and the like? The Kolel Zaydim Imahem, right? Zaydim, I think, are the Lahachisniks. You know, they're deliberate about their rebellion against God. Shenemar. Okay, now we quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and it says, "V'shever poshim v'chatoim yachdov v'ozvei Hashem yichlu." But let's assume that the Ozve Hashem are the heretics. You know, they're the ones who deny. So I'm not sure. Again, there's Poshim. There are three categories here. There's Poshim in the pasuk. There's Poshim. There's Chatoim, and there's Ozve Hashem. Now, usually Chet is a shogeg, and Poshea or Pesha is amazing. So it makes sense that when he says Kol Zaydim Imayim, he's referring to the Pasuk of Poshim. But then it says Ozvei Hashem, and that might be the din of the Minim that we mentioned before, because the Ozvei Hashem deny that God gave the Torah to Moshe. and they're all somehow going to be judged together. And that's the bracha of Lamal Shinim. And it's interesting because Lamal Shinim is much later on in history, if you remember, right? It's in a later edition. So then the Gemara says, Kevan shekolu haposhim misromemes keren tzaddikim. So now he's explaining the sequence here, because the next bracha is alat tzaddikim. Tichsiv, a pasuk in Tehillim, b'chol karnei rishoyim agadea teromamno karnos tzaddikim, or tzaddik. So it means that with the downfall of our enemies and those who deny God, and God will smite these rishoyim until they're destroyed, then we have haromas keren l'tzaddikim. It's interesting because even in the Megillus Esther story, that's the sequence seems to be the same, because Haman gets hung up first and then Mordechai becomes the Mishnah of Melech. And then it says, V'kol gerit tzedek ima tzaddikim. Why do we mention the gerit tzedek here? Right in this bracha? It says, al tzaddikim, etc., etc. And then it says, al gerit tzedek. And the answer is, shenemar, mifnei sev v'tok v'adart, mifnei zokem, v'somach le v'chiyochur itchem ger. So in other words, this is a bracha of the tzaddikim, which are called also zkenim, al zikne amcha Yisrael. And with regard to respect for Zkenim, the Torah immediately adds Ki Yogur Itchem Ger. So we have to recite a bracha on behalf of the Ziknei HaTzadikim, right, when we say Val Ziknei Sheris Amcha Beis Yisrael, and then we have to add the Geri HaTzedek. V'Heichan Misromemes Karnom. Where does this process take place? Now we're going to explain the next bracha, which is Yishalayim. Yerushalayim, shenemar shalu shalom Yerushalayim poskin tilim.
Then the shiara.
Yishloyu oavayach. Now where is haromas keren tzaddikim in this pasuk? Tells you here in the footnote to look into the targum on Tehillim. Hatfila hi l'shlom Yerushalayim shebo yeshvu b'shalva oaveha hatzadikim. So when it says here shlom Yerushalayim yishloyu oavayach, oavayach is a reference to the tzadikim, and they're going to live in a state of serenity, of security, of peace, and that's going to take place in Yerushalayim. Shalu shlom Yerushalayim yishloyu oavayach. So we now begin to understand that the Yerushalayim Ircha belongs right after Alat Tzaddikim. Now it's interesting because Heichan sounds like the Gemara is asking, where is this going to take place? But what, how does that explain the sequence? I guess first the sequence first picks up on the experience itself. The reality of haromas keren tzaddikim, and then the next bracha in the sequence is going to describe the place, the atmosphere, the ambiance within which there'll be haromas keren tzaddikim, and the answer to that is going to be Yerushalayim. So that's Yerushalayim Ircha after the Alat Tzaddikim. Let's just see if he adds anything. Okay, he says that the lovers of Yerushalayim are the righteous, are the tzaddikim. So that we saw before. Okay. Then it says, the Kevan she nivneis Yerushalayim ba David. He adds here, limloch ba. David is going to be the ruler, the king, and the sovereign ruler over the people of Israel and Yerushalayim. And therefore, the very next bracha is going to be as Tzemach David. But I don't know, Tzemach David is referring to David? No, we're not talking about David, aren't we talking about Mashiach? Let's just see. Shenemar. Let's turn to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Here's a pasuk in Hosea and Novi. It says,
Ach. It reads, but David HaMashiach.
Okay.
They're not referring to.
Okay, so then Tzemach David is referring to Ben David, what we call, meaning to the Mashiach. And that's going to happen after the Jewish people settled down in Yerushalayim. Achar, the pasuk in Hosea says, Achar Yashvu Bnei Yisrael. No, it's after the people settled down in Yerushalayim. And then it says, Ubikshu Es Hashem Elokeichem Ves David Malkon. So Tzemach David comes after Yerushalayim Ircha, because once Yerushalayim is settled, then David comes. Here David means, I don't know if David means, yeah, well, again, Mashiach is the Melech. That's what we have to keep in mind, right? There are two things about Mashiach we have to keep in mind. Let's say three things. Number one, the Mashiach is a descendant of David. Number two, the Mashiach is going to be the Melech. And number three, Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Because after you appoint a king, in this case, Ben David, then he goes out and he destroys Amalek, and then he builds the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Sugya in Sanhedrin, if I remember correctly. So this pasuk in Hosea seems to indicate that right after Yerushalayim is settled, Achar Yashuv Bnei Yisrael B'Yerushalayim, then Ubikshu Es Hashem Elokeichem Ves David Malkom.
There's no David anymore, so the David Malkom, that must be.
Right.
It can't refer to the historical David.
Correct. David is long gone, but what we're referring to is Ben David. That's what I think. And Ben David is going to be the Melech, and he's going to rule over Yerushalayim. So it's interesting. First we're going to settle Yerushalayim, then we're going to appoint a king who's going to be the Melech HaMashiach, and then he's going to go out and destroy our enemies, Amalek, and then he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, so the next bracha, Shema Kolenu, Kevan Sheba David Basa Tefillah. Now, what is the content of this tefillah? Oh, so the pasuk he quotes in Yeshayo, it says, Shenemar v'avi osim el harkodshi, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. And the Beis HaMikdash is called Simachta b'beis tefilasi. So Beis HaMikdash is a makom tefillah. You know, we think that Beis HaMikdash is essentially a makom avodas hakarbonos, but really, primarily, it's a makom tefillah. Right? Ki beis tefilasi kari l'chol ha'amin. So now the tefillah, which comes after David HaMelech, is going to be for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's very interesting that there's no mention of the Beis HaMikdash at all in this Shema Kolenu, is there? Which is a little bit strange. Because from what I understand, if I'm correct in this Gemara, then basically the tefillah itself is the Beis HaMikdash, so that Shema Kolenu, which means listen to our prayers, is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, that God will listen to our prayers in the Beis Tefilasi. And now we're ready for the Beis HaMikdash, because we have everything is set, the stage is set. We've returned the Golios, we've settled Yerushalayim, we have appointed a king, we've destroyed Amalek. Now we're ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Beis Tefillah. Now he writes here in the Hebrew, he says, Hari HaTefillah Ba'a Li'achar Binyan HaBayis. Well, I'm not sure that that's so. I think we could have said something else over here. What it means is that the Beis HaMikdash itself is called the Beis Tefillah. We have now a smichus here between Es Tzamach David, where David is going to be the Melech HaMashiach, and then we have Shomer Tefillah. And Shomer Tefillah is specifically referring to the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Beis Tefilasi.
And then comes Ritzei, which is the equivalent
of. Okay, you're one step ahead of me. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit slow.
No, it's just
give me just one second to catch up to you. I'm still working on this, on the Shema Koleinu. You're already up to Ritzei. I'm still working on Shema Koleinu. He says the following.
As you said,
Achar Yoshu B'nei Yisrael Bikshas Hashem as David Malko Padana Vavi Osim Al HaKotshi. Oh, listen to this. He only quotes part of the pasuk. Vavi Osim Al HaKotshi because he machte b'beis tefillah si. And then at the end of the pasuk it says beis tefillah yikare l'chol ha'am. So it's called Beis Tfilasi. That's the Beis HaMikdash is. So that Beis HaMikdash comes after David. So I don't know, here he has something else. He has here, I'm just going to read to you, this is very troublesome to me. He says, Shiyachzeru v'yivnu Beis HaMikdash, u'li'achrav bad David. What do you mean li'achrav? You need a melech. Without a melech, there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash.
What's the order in Rambam? The Rambam talks about the three things that are going to happen.
Right. What's and the first thing is Lahamid Lehem Melech. The right. Second thing is to destroy Amalek. And the third thing is to build the Beis HaMikdash. Here, he quotes it in the footnote here. Gemara Sanhedrin, Gimel Tvarim, Nitztavu Yisro B'Knisos L'Arts, Lahamid Lehem Melech, Lahachri Zara Shal Amalek, V'Livnos Em Beis HaMachira. So therefore, Lahamid Melech is Kodem L'Beis HaMikdash. So this interpretation that he's suggesting is just a Havamina, that maybe David Ben David is going to come after the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but Lamaskana, no, we need a Melech first. So we need Vavi Osim Al HaKotshi after Ben David comes, after Ben David HaMashiach is the Melech. He's the Melech HaMashiach. Okay, now I'm up to you. You know, now I'm with you. The Kevan Shebas Tefila, Bas Avoda. So it says it's called Avoda, right? Because there's Ritzui Karban. So V'Hashem Es Avoda is the bracha that comes after Shomer Tefila. Shenemar, in the same pasuk that we read before from Yeshayahu and Novi, it says V'Simachtim B'Veis Tefila Si Olo Sehem V'Zivchehem. L'ratzon al mizbechi. So we're talking about bringing the karbonos. Okay, now we have hodah comes next. Modim. I came in shebas avoda, bas toda. Shenemar poskin tilim zoveach toda yichab donani. Which means first we have zoveach and then we have toda. After zvicha we have hodah. So mevela modim comes after it say. Why is it that Birchas Kohanim comes right after Hodah? In other words, we had Modim and then we have Birchas Kohanim. He says, "Dichsiv Vayisa Aron Es Yadav." Where is the Parshas Kedoshim? No. This is early. Earlier, maybe in what's it called? Valoska?
No,
I don't think so. This sounds like Vayikra.
Vayikra Tess.
Tess, yes, before Kedoshim. It's maybe Tzav, or maybe it's Shmini, whatever it is.
No, so it's funny.
Yeah, it's in Parshas Noson. But this means that after they brought the Karbonos at the time of the dedication, then Aaron went up to Duchen, and he was Mevarech. Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ha'am, vayvarchem, vayered me'asos hachatos v'ya'olah v'ashlomen. In other words, first he brought the Karbonos, and then he was noses kapo. So Gemara says, "Ema, maybe we should say Birchas Kohanim kodem avoda because it says here in the pasuk, Vayisa Aaron es yada first, and then it says Chatos. Olo sakadai, that's impossible. It doesn't say lasos, miksiv lasos, meaning afterwards, but rather me'asos. And me'asos means he already brought the carbon first. Volemra achar havoda. Maybe we should recite Birchas Kohanim before Modim, before the Hodah. Lo sakadaitoch. Tiksiv zoveach toda. So the toda, which is odav modim, that has to come after the zvicha, after the carbon. I my chazus to some kasahai smochahai. You know, you have these two psukim. You have one pasuk that says zoveach toda, which implies that the odav should come after the avoda, which means that we should have modim first before birchas kohanim. But smocha hai, but what about the pasuk by Yisa Aaron, which implies that after the avoda came the birchas kohanim? So Gemara answers, mistabra avoda voda chada milsa. Now zahada is also an avoda. Umar ro lomar sim shalom acher birchas kohanim tuksiv v'somu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael ani avarchem. Bracha da kodesh baruch hu shalom shem Hashem yivarech sam v'shalom. So Mani Avarchei means that God is going to bestow His blessing, and God's blessing is Shalom. All right, that's where we're going
to
start.
So interesting. There's so much content here.
Right. I mean, you could probably spend a heck of a lot more time on this than what we spent.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to get the simple shot
every day, but you know,
a lot of the sequence I think has to do with the sequence of the Geula, as it's foretold by the Nevi'im. By the Nevi'im.